దేవ భజంతం వందే కృష్ణదేవ భజంతం మానస మధుకరం అర్పయ నిజపద పంకజ మకరందే యద్యపి సమాధిషు విధిరపి పశ్యతి నవతవ నకాగ్రమరీచ ఇదమిచ్ఛామి నిశం జతవాచ్యుత తదప్రపి కృపాద్భుత ఇదమేచ్ఛామి నిశం జతవాచ్యుత తదపి కృపాద్భుత భక్తిర్బుదంచతి యద్యపి మాధవ నాత్వయి మమ తిరమాత్రీ భక్తిర్బుదంచతి నవత్వయి మమ తిల మాత్రీ పరమేశ్వర తదపి తవాదిక దుర్ఘట ఘటన విధాత్రీ అయమవిలోలతయాద్య సనాతన కలితాద్భుత రస భారం కలితాద్భుత రస భారం నివసతు నిత్యమిహామృత నిందిని విందన్ మధురి మాసారం నివసతు నిత్యమిహామృత నిందిని విందన్ మధురి మాసారం కృష్ణదేవ భజంతం వందే కృష్ణదేవ భజంతం మన మానస మధుకరమర్పయ నిద పద పంకజ మకరందే మన మానస మధుకర హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद की गौर भक्त वृंद की ओम अज्ञान तमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद सो लेट अस हैव क्वेश्चन आंसर टुडे एवरी फ्राइडे वी हैव क्वेश्चन आंसर्स based on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I do on all other days of the week. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, here is a question by Narayan Prabhu. Even though after knowing what is good for me and what is bad, still I tend to do it. I want to improve myself, change myself, become a good devotee. I am serve Krishna, but still I don't know what's wrong. I am not able to do. I am not able to change myself. Please help me. Okay. Actually, the change of habits, it doesn't happen overnight. One has to know the method of bringing about a change. Actually, certain things impact us superficially. Certain things impact us very deeply. That which impacts us very deeply That's what we take very seriously. For example, if you are doing a job, if your boss tells you that if you don't complete this project on time, you'll be fired from the job. So you have fear that if I'm fired from the job, my monthly salary will be gone. How will I maintain my family, my parents, my sister and everybody? So you have fear. Then you will see where you gain the energy, where you get the strength, where you get the enthusiasm, God knows. You will see that you will really slog day and night, you get energy, extra energy to complete it. So that is actually fear, when there is a fear. Similarly, in the path of bhakti also, it is seen that when there is a fear of death, impending death, then one's bhakti is accelerated. That is called Vaidhi bhakti. Like you see Gajendra, his leg is caught by a crocodile. Anytime he may die. And no relatives, friends could help him. Everybody raised the hand, sorry. And finally he had to completely depend on the Lord. Totally. He had no other recourse. He couldn't go anywhere to anyone. He cried also. He tried his best. So we say, no, you know, first you try, then you cry. Then thirdly, then you take shelter of the Lord after that. Similarly, Draupadi also, she thought of her husbands may help her, the Kuru elders may help her. Nobody helped her. Finally, she took shelter. So you find that often the bhakti is accelerated. We find in many cases when there is a impending danger, like Parikshit Maharaj was destined to die in 7 days. So immediately he left the kingship, everything. Virudha, Mamata, Jahau. He gave up everything and went to the bank of the Ganges and then took shelter of the saintly people, isn't it? So probably in our life, you know, there is no, you know, urgency or emergency for us to take to, you know, bhakti very seriously. We don't feel a need for bringing opportunity. So I will suggest you some methods by which you can feel urgency. Like now, I have given myself a self project of everyday speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now I am forced to take out some time to read the section that I am going to speak. Same thing I did with Demons in Vrindavan Leela or Gita Rahasyam or Bhagavata Rasamalayam. So all these different sections, you know, there is nobody, you know, who is ordering me from the top that you have to do this. This is a lockdown period, you must do this. Nobody is telling. But I gave a self-task to myself. So when I gave it, I also have similar difficulty like what you said. You know, so many phone calls come, so many emails come, so many online meetings and, you know, management problems, sorting out. I have responsibilities in Pune and Hyderabad and one more responsibility in Boston also for youth preaching. So now these things are also pulling me. At the same time, I have to study the scriptures to speak it. So I know very well, if I don't take up study, if I don't take up preaching assignment, then I will not study. Then most of my time will go in management, administration, things like that. So one of the ways to reduce my administrative time and, you know, take up study time of reading Prabhupada's books, one of the ways is what? Just take assignments, self-tasks. The conditioned souls do self-created duties. Conditioned souls take up self-created duties. Nobody has given them. For I have seen there are so many college students sitting in the park with girls and girl is crying and the boy is pacifying her for 2 hours. His father is not paying him money for that purpose. Father is giving him money to study in the college and earn a degree. But this boy is going and spending money on a woman and pacifying her crying woman for 2 hours, 3 hours. So you can see that these guys have material self-created duties. But we can create duties for ourselves in Krishna's service and that will liberate us. Material self-created duties will bind us. Spiritually, if you take up some tasks, of course, when you are a young devotee, there is always somebody above you giving you tasks very nicely. They tell you, do this, do this, do this. So you are kept busy, then we do it. So, and but if you are senior people, many times we can go to a complacent mode. So we have to give self tasks. Now this is not only with respect to preaching. This is also with respect to, you know, any habit. For example, one of the things that you commonly find, will find Prabhupada's books, if you want to do anything which you are unable to do, you have to associate with those who do it well. So you need people who are equal to you and above you, whom you can take as a role model, and they are successfully doing what you are struggling to do. You find out somebody like that, and then you follow the devotee. So this is another way. The first one I told you is, create some self-tasks. Like right now, what is the month now? It's September now. So the Kartik month is going to come now. So you can give a self-task to yourself. I'll complete reading Krishna book, cover to cover, within 1 month, or something like that. Give a self-task. Similarly, then Kartik to Gaur Purnima, some of our devotees take a task. There are some 25 Gaur Lila lectures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lectures are there. So I'll finish it. Some people take Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Once through, I will read between Kartik to Gaur Purnima. So morning they read this and evening they read that, and then they complete. There are some of our senior ladies, Matajis in Pune, one of the oldest devotees, some of them, 2-3 of them, during the Kartik month, they complete the entire Bhagavatam. They read 8 hours, 10 hours a day, sometimes in a group they read. So these are all people who want to perform devotional austerities for the Lord. We have to take, if it is some special day, Jagannath, they make one bhog. Some of the families make 500 bhog items along with all the ladies coming together. Whether you are a man, you are a woman, we all can actually give some duties to ourselves in the path of bhakti to do them. And if we are unable to create duties for ourselves, we can put ourselves under somebody, like a mentor, and they can give us duties and we can be accountable to them. This is the first one. And the second one, I said, identify role models who are very inspiring and whose example touches your heart. It really moves your heart. You actually feel for them. Then you also feel, oh, I'm attracted to the role model devotee, and my heart really resonates with that devotee. Let me ask the devotee how the devotee is able to do something which I am struggling to do. So associating with the devotee helps us to elevate ourselves. And another one is, sometimes a task is difficult for us. It's like a big watermelon, you can't swallow it. You cut it into smaller tasks, like step by step. For example, from ground floor to, fifth floor, you cannot, fly up. You have a staircase. Step by step by step you go, and then you reach the fifth floor, isn't it? Similarly, you can do in steps, in installments, whichever thing you feel is difficult for you to do. Studying Bhagavatam appears impossible because the Bhagavatam is all kept in the cupboard and nobody is able to read them because big bulky volumes. Then what to do? Take one first canto with you, and then every day I'll read 1 page or 2 pages. Make a small beginning. And then you will see that little by little drops of water make an ocean. You'll be able to complete it eventually. There are people who read only 1 or 2 shlokas a day, and then 6-7 years they finished it. So in this way, we can do little by little, leads to lots eventually over a period of time. So we can do little by little. We can take a role model and ask them how they are doing and learn from them and do it. Or we can have an authority to whom we are accountable and they help us to do it. Or we can have self-created projects and plans for us to take up something. And that will actually be very adventurous and thrilling and inspiring, because we have taken up something and we are accomplishing the goal, and we feel a lot of joy in being able to serve the Vaishnavas. And so in this way, and another thing we can also do is form a group of devotees, maybe 3, 4, 5 devotees, who all wish to do the same thing. Like you all have the same common goal you wish to achieve. And they all agree with you, yes, this is it. And then they all have the passion for the same goal. For example, you all feel that alone you are not able to read. Okay, come together and we will read together. Alone we are not able to memorize shlokas. Okay, come together, we will memorize shlokas together. Alone we are not able to learn Mridanga. Okay, come together in a group of devotees. Little by little, learn Mridanga. In this way, we all can decide on how we make a group of, just like Prabhupada says, Chamber of Commerce, all the money-making people come together. Like we say, birds of the same feather flock together. So we can do such things in association of others, it becomes easy. Like I find difficulty in chanting nicely. Then I sit with a group of devotees who chant. If I am dozing, somebody will wake me up. If somebody else dozes, I will wake them up. Help each other. And together we can make it. I heard the story of once how some birds got caught in a hunter's net. A hunter was walking and coming. And all the birds were saying, alas, alas, now we came down to sit and eat the grains, but then we got stuck in the net now. We are unable to go, what to do? So there were about 15-20 birds caught in the net. So one of the birds suggested an idea. See, this fellow is coming now. Within another 3-4 minutes, he will reach here. But once he reaches, he will catch and take us and he will roast us in the fire and eat. Anyway, our life is going to be lost. Why not exert ourselves fully? Other birds asked, what do you mean? He said, let us all fly to the best ability possible. Because anyway, if you don't fly now, your life will be finished. It will be finished. So better fly to the best ability. Then all of them flap their wings very, very vigorously. And guess what happened? The net, which was fixed on 4 nails, the whole net took off. And all the birds started flying up. The hunter came running. Hi, 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 was shouting. He couldn't catch them. They flew up in the sky. Then they went to the forest in a far off place. One of the birds had a friend who was a rat. So he was living in a hole in the forest. So the birds landed in that place near the rat's house. So the rat came out and said, what do you want? And they said, please kindly relieve us. The rat bit all the, net, and all the birds were relieved. So here you see the birds had the association of other birds. So in this way, we also, in our spiritual life, if you do with the devotees, it becomes easy. So I have told you many ideas you can do with devotees. You can do bit by bit, like eating watermelon piece by piece. And I told you, take role models and get inspired by them and follow them. Ask them how do they do what they do. And I also told you have a mentor to whom you are accountable. And then you regularly report. And if need be, get chastised whenever needed. So then we will have the drive to improve. Or you can also give self-created tasks. But material life, anyway, we take so many duties without even being told. So to take tasks in spiritual life also. And those tasks will make your life adventurous, thrilling. I am learning something. I am sharing something. I am benefiting. I am benefiting others. So the joy will always be there. Thank you. And these are all about doing something constructive, wonderful. There is one more thing which I haven't spoken about here, which is weaknesses. If you have, if you feel that certain weaknesses you are unable to overcome despite your endeavoring, many times we have nobody to reveal to, what is the weakness and how I can come out of it. Many times we don't know. So one of the ways to overcome the weaknesses, we should, like somebody is very proud, somebody is very angry, somebody is lusty, somebody is greedy. So they want to come out of these things. What I would do, one of the first things is, I would collect lectures on these topics from various very well-versed speakers, lectures, workshops, I would gather and I would hear them, read them, read the sections of Shastra also, make some notes, make bullet points for application, I would make. And also we can have 2-3 very nice devotees with whom we can reveal our mind and take help. In this way, and we also should know that, like Rome was not built in a day. Similarly, in one overnight, we won't be able to do anything we want. It takes time. Yeah. Next.
One devotee from USA. I need some guidance on how to purify my false ego. When my peers share some details, scriptural or non-scriptural, and if I already know about that topic, I tend to show them that I have already read or know about it. Sometimes I pretend that I have not heard or read about it, but internally it is so disturbing that I already know it and I didn't reveal it. How to control this competitive mentality? I feel ashamed of it, but it keeps popping. Please advise.
Actually, the answer for this is respect. We have to hear more lectures on respecting, first of all, Krishna, then respecting pure devotees, respecting gurus and sannyasis and exalted the Prabhupada disciples, then respecting those who are taking big responsibilities in ISKCON society. then respecting senior devotees, then respecting the equal devotees, then respecting junior devotees, then respecting living entities in general. So, sakale samman korite shakati dehonata yata yatha taveto gaibo harinama sukhe aparada habe hata. He says that sakale samman korite, everybody should be respected. If we don't respect living entities, we insult them. If we don't recognize other living entities' opinions and push our own opinion on them, if we don't recognize other living entities' abilities, and which are all bestowed upon them by Krishna, and we only think my abilities are best, and we become very boastful and proud, and then we will not be able to chant the holy name properly. The chanting of the holy name will be full of offenses due to the pride. And the pride actually causes damage to us and others also. And that pride will make us arrogant, harsh of speech, and hard-hearted, and uncompassionate and cruel. And like Krishna says, you know, dambo darpo abhimanas chakrodha parushyame vacha ajnanam chabijatasya partha sampadamasurim. 16th chapter. You will read all these qualities. Pride, conceit, harshness of speech, and all those things. So, one of the things we can do, we can collect lectures by great souls. I did that once, like there was my special master had spoken on a topic called the dangerous road, pride. He was spoke on that topic. Another time he spoke on, pride comes before a fall, like that. So, you can collect lectures like this from great souls, and then if you go to the net nowadays, you get so many lectures on the topic of pride spoken by Vaishnava devotees. So, you gather that and then go through that and underline good portions which really hits you hard when you read. And then, the antidote to pride is humility. So, there are various things practically you can do. For example, wash pots, clean the floor, distribute Prabhupada books. When you go out to distribute Prabhupada books, we have to give up pride. Otherwise, nobody will buy the book from us. And they go. So, and also we can worship the deities, we can cook for the devotees. So, these are all hard work or hard labor that we do for serving others and doing background services, not coming in the forefront. In the same manner, also associating with very humble devotees and associating with very advanced devotees. Because Dambam Mahadupasaya, it is said. When you worship very advanced devotees, like in Pune, His Grace Burijan Prabhu used to come here in Pune. His Grace Sankarshan Jadadikari Prabhu. And many Maharajas also. So, I would go to the room and spend some time with them, asking questions to them. They are completely prideless. They are completely unassuming and so humble. We will feel ashamed. How much I am boastful and proud and arrogant. And look at this personality. They are so exalted, but they are so humble. So, therefore, it's associating with very great souls, we become more humble also. Humble, tolerant, patient, understanding, cooperative, compassionate. Sattva-guna should be practiced. Rajoguna, tamoguna should be given up. So, what we have to do, like you were saying that I can't hold myself, I want to say something. So, there are three types of austerity. You can read in 17th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, 14, 15, 16 verses. Manaprasada samyattvam maunam atmanigraha bhava samshuddhiritya tapah manasa mucchate anudvegakaram vakyam satyam prihitam chayat swadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate. So this kind of verses. Devaduja guru pragnam pujanam shauchamarjavam brahmacharya ahimsacha shariram tapa uchyate. For the body, for the mind, for the words, there is tapasya given. By following it, we can practice self-control, self-restraint. And by following self-restraint, while dealing with others, we'll become more sensitive, more alert. Yeah. And also, we can attend seminars on anger management. We can attend seminars on self-management. And nobody likes a very boastful and arrogant person who brags about himself. So do we want more friends, or do we want to be independent Lord and Master? So we have the choice in our life. So in this way, like Trinada Pichanichena Tarupishishna, Mahaprabhu would often recite that verse, isn't it? Trinada Pichanichena. So four qualities he says there. We have to be humble, tolerant, respectful, and not anticipate respect. Actually, these four qualities are worth meditating. I would suggest you to read a book called Vaishnava Compassion by His Holiness Satsupadas Goswami Maharaj. I have that book. I immensely found it helpful in this regard. There he says, the only way to get rid of pride is awareness and admittance of one's lack of Vaishnava qualities. He says, so at that time, dainyata will come, humility will come. One has to look at oneself and see that I don't have any good qualities. Like you are asking this question because some, reflection you have done, which is a very good thing. But when we do some reflection and then we feel that I need to work on this, my chanting is bad, or my hearing is bad, or my dealing with devotees is bad, we feel bad about it. That's mean very good. Because you are feeling bad about yourself, Krishna is very pleased with you. Then Krishna will start paying attention to you and helping you out. But if somebody doesn't recognize that I am having some shortcoming, they can never improve. First step is to, recognize. And then you regret. And then you get realizations by hearing from great souls, studying books and everything. Then repent and then rectify. So in this way we can do step by step and come out of it. Yeah, go ahead.
Raga Avatar Prabhu from Chowpatty. How do we understand sarcastic conversation which happened between Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya? When Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu were taking prasad in the house of Advaita Acharya.
Actually, they have a very sweet relationship. Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya Prabhu, they are thick friends. And also, Mahaprabhu enjoys their this kind of exchanges, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they behave exactly opposite. Lord Chaitanya is telling, hey, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he says that I just need some boiled vegetables, isn't it? I don't want anything big to eat, because I'm a sannyasi. On the other hand, Nityananda Prabhu is saying, last 3 days I have been fasting and I came to eat. And this food, what you are giving, went to one corner of my belly. It is useless. Whether I eat or don't eat, it's the same situation. Like that he says. Just the opposite he says. And Advaita Acharya Prabhu says, who called you here? I never called you. I called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you have arrived along with him. And you are making complaints about me. I am a poor Brahman. Whatever I am giving, just eat and be satisfied with whatever little I am able to provide. Like that he says. So, there is something like a transcendental humor between devotees. And everybody cannot do with everybody else. It requires a relationship. Like one devotee in Vrindavan purchased 2 packets of sonpapdi from Giriraj. So his thick friend was also walking with him. He said, oh, you purchased 2 packets. I think one for me, one for you. Correct, no? He asked. And the other devotee said, hey, who said I am paying for you? This is for my uncle I am taking. One for me, one for my uncle. Other devotee said, oh, is it Prabhuji? Okay, sorry, I thought you got for me only, he said. Then they were in the room for 2-3 more days and the yatra ended. On the last day, when they both were about to pack up the luggage and leave, this other devotee found one sonpapdi packet in his suitcase. Yeah, he was surprised. He asked his friend, hey, what is this? Ye kidhar se aaya? And then the devotee laughed. And I only put it, he said, yeah, but you said you are taking it for your uncle, he said. I was just joking, I purchased for you only, he said. So sometimes amongst friends they crack jokes like this, and that actually increases the loving relationship between them. Such sarcasm, such fun, making of fun. Actually, then the life becomes very homely, and the family, such a culture, and such a jovial dealing. It makes it with just like Krishna and his friends. One boy would take another boy's lunch packet. So he will tell the other boy, look at that monkey hanging upside down. So the boy would see the monkey and then he'll immediately take his lunch packet and keep with him here. And the friend will say, hey, where is my lunch packet? And then seeing his hand like this, he will know he is keeping here. So then he will ask him, hey, show the hand. Then from the hand he will give it to another devotee from behind. So I don't have it. then you will see lunch bucket is going like this, going second and third and fourth hand, it will go. And then he will run. When he cannot catch it anymore, it has gone too far away. And he'll start crying. Then the lunch bag will be thrown back to him. He'll get it again. This is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, this pastime. So now somebody may say, Prabhu, how can somebody take somebody else's lunch packet? That too, after one has become spiritual, one has entered the spiritual world, one should behave in a very proper way. Then a person has to be sent to Vaikuntha only. He can't go to Goloka. Because if you go to Goloka, one has to go beyond the Aishwarya Bhakti. In Madhurya Bhakti, there is so much intimacy between the devotees. This kind of joking, laughing, all kinds of things are there in that. Similarly, Advaita Acharya Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And also, from your question, it also appeared to me that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a highly respectable person. He is sitting there. How can Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu have this kind of joking exchanges? Is it proper? That also it appeared to me from your question. So, actually, if you carefully read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata, so one thing becomes very clear, that Lord Chaitanya gives a lot of respect to Nityananda Prabhu also. Nityananda Prabhu was 12 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Although Nityananda Prabhu acts in the mood of a servant, Advaita Acharya Prabhu also acts in the mood of a servant. Advaita Acharya Prabhu is actually in a position of guru for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru is Ishwarapuri, isn't it? Now Advaita Acharya is also a disciple of Madhavendrapuri. So the high respect is given by Mahaprabhu to Advaita Acharya Prabhu from that point of view. If you see, both of them are elderly and more respectable, and Mahaprabhu also respects and appreciates their sweet loving relationship with each other. So they are not like if a spiritual master is going to your house to take prasad. If two brahmacharis are doing like this, joking with each other, that may be very inappropriate, because guru is far more exalted than the two tiny brahmacharis, and it would be like neophyte behavior with each other. That's not acceptable. Yeah. Next.
Harsh Prabhu from Lucknow. On the way to chant 16 rounds, while I am on 9th or 10th round, my throat becomes so much dried up that my couple of last rounds are horrible. I used to drink a lot of water in between the japa, but it is hardly of some use. And while I reach 9th or 10th round, the speed of the tongue to chant increases, but the pronunciation goes miserable due to dried condition of my throat. Kindly.
Okay. You can do this, turmeric gargling. Isn't it? Hot water with turmeric and sesame seed oil. Sesame seed oil, you know, tilkatil. We put 2 spoons. I also asked the doctor, when throat runs dry, what do? You do this. After morning and evening, you gargle few minutes and then make your mouth proper to chant. One simple thing I told you now. And also, you may be probably chanting very loud. People who chant very loud, after 8 rounds, they lose the energy. After shouting a lot, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they shout, and then after, completely are flat after the 8th round, you become very tired. So therefore, chanting is like a marathon. It is not like, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, 2 hours we have to chant. So one can softly but audibly chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And if in case one gets sleepy, one can walk and chant also. So, and also one can chant for, maybe you can chant 8 rounds and give a little break. Actually, we don't have to drink a lot of water. You have to drink hot water, but sip it little by little. Actually, simply drinking a lot of water will fill the belly. But take hot water, sip it little bit whenever you feel throat problem. And audible chanting is good enough. Japa actually doesn't mean we have to shout very aloud. Japa actually means murmuring. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Your neighbor could be able to audibly hear it like that. Prabhupada said, don't chant in the mind, we'll go to sleep. Or don't hiss like a snake. Don't hiss, Prabhupada said. Chant audibly. No need to shout very aloud. Yeah. Yes.
Sangeeta Jethmalani from Pune. Proji, please discuss Chaturmasya and its importance. Why we avoid certain items in specific months?
That's a very, very scientific thing. And the Chaturmasya prescription. Actually, you can see from a dharmic point of view. You can see from a health point of view. From Ayurveda. If you see Ayurveda, the Rutucharya is prescribed in Ayurveda. Rutucharya means in certain rutus, certain items are good for you. Certain items are bad for you. One item which is very bad in a certain rutu, rutu means season, is very good for you in another season. For example, in very cold winter, one can eat laddu, even, what do you call it, this date palm laddu they make, similarly rava laddu, very heavy item, puran poli, in such season they may take. But in summer season, if one eats very heavy items, it will be difficult to digest. Similarly, Chaturmas period, in the Ayurveda, it's prescribed that milk you don't drink for a month because the month prior to that, the cows eat grass in certain way and the milk is not very healthy during this month from Ayurveda point of view, if you see like that. Similarly, there are four items prescribed which is not good during that particular month. So, from a medicinal point of view, one can say that it is not healthy, so it is to be avoided. From a dharmic point of view, religious point of view, we also learn some amount of detachment from certain things. For example, certain days you have to fast till noon. Certain days you have to fast till evening or fast till midnight. So that actually teaches us that for the Lord's pleasure today, I have to give up this. Although I don't like to fast. So these are things which are to be given up. And on Ekadashi day, we have to increase the rounds. Nobody likes to chant beyond 16 rounds, but Ekadashi day, you have to chant more. So both these things actually bring us closer to Lord. Detaching from things which we like very much. Like somebody says, I've been drinking milk throughout the year, I can't give up, but now 1 month you have to give up. So we learn the art of detaching ourselves from things which are very pleasurable to us. In the same manner, Ekadashi days and all, we boost our chanting more, although it may not be so pleasurable, we do it. So by doing these things, we go beyond the my pleasure and my pain, and we align with the service of the Lord. Yeah. So both from dharmic and medical point of view, you can say. Next.
Mahalakshmi Mataji from Puducherry. In first loka of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned as Vasudev. In purport, it's mentioned about Krishna, who is son of Vasudev and Devaki, as well as Vasudev indicates the plenary portion of Krishna. If it is plenary portion of Krishna, then from whom everything emanates, or who is the original personality of Godhead as per this verse?
Actually, you see, the original Krishna is in Vrindavan. He's called Brajendra Nandan, son of Nanda and Yashoda. He is called as a Krishna. He is not even called Lord Krishna. He is only called Krishna. And then there is Vasudev Krishna, who is a 400 form. Who appeared in the Devaki's Kamsa's prison cell to Devaki and Vasudev is Vasudev. That Vasudev also merges into Krishna. Actually, original is 200 form of Krishna is the ultimate form. Swayam Rupa, we call it. Then from him comes many Swamshas. So one of them is Vasudeva Krishna. He's also expansion of Krishna. But the ultimate is the personality of Godhead Krishna himself. Now that Krishna who resides in Vrindavan, he doesn't create anything. If anybody wants to do creation, maintenance, annihilation, he just expands himself into Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Now Aniruddha is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Pradyumna is the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And then there is Sankarshan. From Mahasankarshan expands to Mahavishnu. Like that. So each of them control. Like Vasudev, he controls the chitta, and Sankarshan controls the ego, and Pradyumna controls the buddhi, and Aniruddha controls the man. So they all are in charge of that. So Krishna doesn't handle any of this. He is above all this. Even that Vasudev, which is explained as plenary expansion. So the Vishnus are only the source of the material world, we can say, yes, not Krishna, because Krishna doesn't take part in material creation, annihilation. This is not his business. His only business is to do Leela with his devotees in spiritual world. Yes.
Ram Chintamani from Pune. Hare Krishna, Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai to keep talks confidential. Then how did Kaviraj Goswami write about it?
Actually, they must have surely spoken much more than this. Huh? But whatever is understandable, that is spoken for us, whatever we can grasp. You will find in that discussion, Mahaprabhu told at a certain point that these songs which you are singing now, you know, public cannot understand it. So he said, don't talk, sing anything more. Do you think you would have stopped completely? You would have sung more. But those are not recorded for us, because it's beyond our realization. If you teach a LKG child about, you know, triple integral, f of x, f of y, f of z, if you were teaching, what can a child understand? Huh? So therefore, we can understand that our acharyas, many things which are esoteric and not comprehensible by us, they have given us baby steps to understand them. They have made it easy for us. Like for example, Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, it is certainly meant for the adults and grown-up people. But are we not teaching children? Like if I ask you to tell the pastime of Govardhan Leela to some group of small children, you know, you can say, correct, no? But your language will be different. You will not speak the way you speak for adult, grown-up person. Adults can capture certain concepts, but smaller children, you can only teach them that, you know, Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill and gave shelter. So we should run to Krishna for help always. That much you can teach. So like that, the whatever is said in the scriptures as confidential, and whatever is presented to us, it is presented in a way, in a way that we can easily, you know, comprehend it. That is presented.
Ajay Gupta Pro from Mumbai. Projin text 8.250 purport. The talks between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Raya are meant for advanced devotees only, those who dash will have a poisonous effect. And in text 8.255 purport, it is said, in the conditioned stage, one should not even try to remember such things. By practicing dash, the conditioned soul should not try to hear them. Now, why, as a conditioned soul, I am hearing all this? I am bewildered.
Yeah. So, for example, the Raga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, there is Raga Bhakti. So, to go from Vaidhi Bhakti to Raga Bhakti, you need spontaneous love. And how will the spontaneous love come? You have to hear about the pastimes of spontaneous devotees. Like Sridhama, Sudama, Madhumangal, or Yashoda, Nanda Baba, or Radharani, Lalita, Vishaka. So, this is Vrindavan pastimes. One has to, amongst all these pastimes, sometimes the gopis pastimes are bewildering to conditioned soul because of one's own lusty propensities. One finds it difficult to understand. So, then what is to be done? One says, in the conditioned stage, one should not even try to remember such things or hear such things. One should give it up. So, you don't hear at all. Somebody says, Prabhu, I will do Vaidhi Bhakti all my life and I will not hear these pastimes at all. Then it's like a car going on the road, it can never fly. Actually, one has to fly, one has to go to airport, and one has to take a plane. Similarly, without Raga Bhakti, awakening love of Godhead, full-blown love of Godhead, one doesn't go back to Godhead by simply doing Vaidhi Bhakti. And in Vaidhi Bhakti, for example, it's a routine. Routine doesn't attract Krishna. You know, lauliyam or greed, that attracts Krishna. For example, if you go to a hotel and pay some, go to the counter and you give money, they immediately give you a token. And go with the token and sit in the table, a waiter comes and he gives the token, he gives you one plate of food. That's all. And then you ask him, I want more, he says, go and bring one more token, he says. But you say, I don't want a full plate, I want little more, he says, no, one plate only, this much will come. You know, so does that service please you? On the other hand, in home, you know, you don't buy any token. No, your mother is calling you, beta, please come. You know, today it's a very special day. I have made a special paper dosa for you, masala dosa for you, please come. And then you say, and you ask your mother, Mom, it is so delicious today. I ate such a big dosa, still I feel like eating one more. What do you say? She says, why one more? I can give you 10 more. Because for you only I made this. You come after a long time to home. So she serves you lovingly. So does that love attract you? Or the waiters, you know, prompt, okay, you gave one token, one plate. If you want little more, get another token, another plate. What kind of, so Vaidhi Bhakti is like that only. Vaidhi Bhakti doesn't attract the Lord. Simply a routine, like a hackneyed, like a stereotyped machine. We may do morning program, we may do chanting 16 rounds. So we are not chanting 16 rounds with love because we have been told to chant 16 rounds, we chanted. But we are not, our mind is so adamant, it is not ready to chant even one or two more rounds also. So it's mostly like a waiter in a hotel, serving. So therefore, at least we should begin to understand that I need to develop that raga, develop that love. So how to develop? The subject matter is very esoteric, we can't understand. Therefore, what Prabhupada did, like he summarized the entire 10th canto pastimes in the form of a Krishna book. So when you read Krishna book, Prabhupada is giving you seeds of raga bhakti, lila hasmaranam, how gopis are meditating on Krishna going to forest and all that. But in between he gives a lot of philosophy. Why? Because our mind works like one or zero, binary number. This is right, this is wrong. We cannot understand how the subject matter has to be. It is like a seamless pipe, which smoothly flows. So therefore Prabhupada gives philosophical explanations for every thing that he says. Like, you know, as soon as he says the gopis dance with Krishna, immediately our antenna is on. Gopis dance with Krishna. So is Krishna religious or religious? Immediately. Then you have to explain, he's an 8-year-old boy, you know, he danced with the spirit souls of the gopis, carrying Krishna in their hearts, the saintly people are able to walk on the surface of the globe without any material attachment. So many 10 points are mentioned. So, in this way, if you read the spontaneous love pastimes of gopis with Krishna, with Acharya's purports embedded in between, then you will not be bewildered. But even after getting Krishna book, while reading it, your mind is disturbed. Prabhupada says, don't read. He says very clearly, it is becoming poisonous for you. You are too lusty, you are too adamant, or you are too material outlook, you have too much material outlook. You are unfit to read even Prabhupada's purports on these things. So don't read, Prabhupada says. Then you read the basic books, small books, correct? No? So even when I explained all this, chapters of Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I made it utterly simple, I spoke it like Cerelac or like Farax for feeding children. I made it very elementary, easy, and I took certain sections, and so the way I spoke it also was, it will actually give us a greed to attain Krishna. At the same time, it will not bewilder us. That's how it is given. Next.
Ajay Gupta Prabhu from Mumbai. Second question. Prabhuji, is the Amritvani Radha Saomi Satsang from the authorized parampara? If yes, then which parampara they belong?
I am also not aware, but I have not heard the name in the four sampradayas. I have not heard. I know that there are many halls all over India, different places, Radha Swami Satsang they call it. There is one personality who speaks katha, or sometimes they play his video, they play. I know, but I have not heard that they are coming in one of the four sampradayas. I have not heard that, yeah. Yes.
Third question. Prabhuji, in text 9.53 purport, it is mentioned, sometimes preachers in the Krishna consciousness movement have to accept food in a home where the householder is an avaishnav. However, if this food is offered to the deity, it can be taken.
Yeah, see, this is the lowest standard, Prabhupada says. Like you are traveling, say, you have to go to somebody's home. They are not devotees there. You tell them that, okay, you cook without tasting, and we have initiated devotee who will offer it. So they cook it. The initiated devotee offers it. You can eat it, but that's the lowest standard. Still, it is not considered very pure because it's not cooked by a devotee. But if there is no other way, as a last resort, you can eat that. Like the Prabhupada is saying. And then?
However, second line it is mentioned, even if an Avaishnava cooks food without faults, he cannot offer it to Lord Vishnu and it cannot be accepted as Mahaprasadam.
Yeah, because that Avaishnava who cooked it, he himself cannot offer and give you because he is not initiated, he is not a devotee. That's the meaning of that.
Narayan,
then, if he says that, you know, take you are all devotees, so I offered and give you, he cannot offer. He has no adhikar to offer because he doesn't have Vaishnava Guru. He is not initiated. So how can he offer? He cannot offer. Now you may say, okay, you cook, you are a non-devotee, you can cook it, but we will offer it. Okay, that is all right, but that is also not a great prasadam. The great prasad means cooked by a devotee, offered by a devotee, served by a devotee. That's the best prasad. Yes.
Narayan Prabhu from Hyderabad. Even after knowing what is good and bad for me, still I keep doing the same things. I have a desire to change myself, become a good devotee, but I don't want.
I answered it. Okay. Came the first question.
Pranav Jamle from Ravet Nigri. what is more important, Vigraha Seva or Shravan?
Actually, Vigraha Seva is called Pancharatri Ki Vidhi. And Shravanam of Bhagavatam is called Bhagavata Vidhi. So, if you see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his writing says that both are important for us. I'll tell you, what are the benefit of doing each of them, I will tell you. Like if you are doing Bhagavata Vidhi, hearing pastimes of, you know, Krishna in Vrindavan. So now we begin with Bhagavad Gita, then go to Srimad Bhagavatam. And then gradually you gather more and more understanding. Then gradually remembrance of Krishna will be increased. So the goal of Bhagavata Vidhi is always remember Krishna. And the goal of Pancharatri Vidhi is what? Pancharatri means deity worship. You have to be very attentive in deity worship. You have to be punctual. Like 4:30 Mangalarti, you have to wake up the Lord, you have to be there at 4 o'clock. And you have to be clean, take nice bath, you have to shodasha upachar. So cleanliness is very important, punctuality is very important, attentiveness is very important. I used to offer bhoga to the Lord when I was in Govardhanaka village. Every Wednesday I used to do that. So when I close the altar and take the plates of the Lord and keep inside, first thing I should remember is to remove the Lord's flute. Because now he is going to eat bhoga. So I remove the flute and keep it down. Then offer the, you know, mudras and everything. Offer the bhoga to him. And do outside, I'll come and I'll do some kirtan for him. So after I do the kirtan, then I request him permission to take the prasadam. Then I take out the plate and give it to devotees. Now I am supposed to open the altar and then worship the Lord. So my attention will be on the aarti plate, whether all items are there. Sometimes there is no bell. Sometimes there is no shankh. Sometimes they have forgotten to keep water. They kept a vessel, no water. You know. So sometimes flowers are not there. So I would be very carefully watching. Okay, now aarti plate is pakka, perfect, it's ready. So I have been very attentive to aarti plate. Then I open the altar, suddenly I find I made one mistake. What is it? Forgot to place the flute again. Lord is just keeping hand like this. There is no flute. So it will become aparadha, seva aparadha. Then immediately I close the altar. Say forgiveness, I mean seek forgiveness from the Lord and then give his flute to him, offer the flute to him, and then I open the altar, correct, no? So, sometime what happens, after opening the altar, I find that I had put asan for Radharani, for Krishna, for Guru, everybody to sit. Although plate I have taken, I have not removed the asanas for them, and also after taking out the plate, that place should be mopped. I forgot to mop. Then immediately I have to close the altar and mop. So if I every time commit mistake, then I will upset the Lord. So what is required in deity worship? Attentiveness, alertness is required. So deity worship is all about never forget Krishna. Be attentive to him. And Bhagavata Vidhi is all about always remember Krishna. So one teaches always remember Krishna, other one teaches never forget Krishna. Smartayam satatam vishnum vismartyavyam najatuchit. So both have to be, they have to go hand in hand. One time Srila Prabhupada met a group of some 5-6 devotees. They all had gone on bus party. So they came back, they asked Prabhupada, the Prabhupada, we had some little unpleasant quarrels or misunderstandings when we went for the bus party. And devotees have become little weak, he said. Prabhupada said, So you stay back for 3 months in the temple, he said. Really Prabhupada, you don't have to go on Sankirtan? Prabhupada said, no. Stay in the temple and worship the deities. And then he said, by worshipping deities, you will become more attentive and not be overly familiar with each other. And also you will rise early in the morning. So rising early increases sattva-guna. And also punctuality to worship the deity. Cleanliness, attentiveness, alertness, purity, and then spiritual outlook. And all these things. And laborious services for the pleasure of the Lord and associating with the Lord very intimately. So Prabhupada said, if you do deity worship, that will increase your purity. And if you go out and distribute books, then that service also gives you, you know, advancement in spiritual life. But sometimes when you go in the outside world, you connect with contaminating people. So therefore, you can become polluted. So deity worship and missionary activities, both should be done. Both are important. He said. So, sometimes when we do Bhagavata Vidhi, we are Shravanam and Kirtanam, we are doing. we are only hearing katha, but you have to do some seva also. Prabhupada said devotional service. It is not just a devotional feelings in the heart alone. We have to do kaya, vacha, manasa, prabhriti. That is deity worship. So, Pancharatriki and Bhagavad Vidhi both were prescribed by our acharyas. Even after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will find Mahaprabhu worshipped Jagannath himself. Then after that, Goswamis. All Goswamis had their deities. You see, Rupa Goswami, who was his deity? Radha Govindji. And Madan Mohan was the deity of Sanatana Goswami. Correct? Now you will find like this. Gopal Bhatta Goswami had Radha Raman. You will find like that. So, and Jiva Goswami had Radha Damodar. They all worshipped the deities like this. So they personally worshipped the deities, very lovingly offered bhoga to the deities. At the same time, they spent time in writing spiritual literature also. They wrote many books. They also preached very vigorously also. They did that also. So, opulence for the Lord and poverty for oneself. That was their formula. And then down the line, you will find everybody had their deity. You name a person, you say Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Baladeva Devi, they all had their personal deities. Like our Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Gandharvika Giridhari, favorite deity for him. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Gadadhar, he used to worship. Gaur and Gadadhar used to worship. Similarly, you find our Prabhupada, Radha Madhava, Radha Shamsundar, Radha Ras Bihari, and then Radha Londoneshwar in London. He worshipped like that. So, we understand that our acharyas are very advanced. Pure devotees, even they have worshipped deities or carried deities with them during their travels also and worshipped. So, deity should be worshipped as well as Bhagavatam should be recited and heard. Both have to be done. Thank you very much. I completed all the questions. Yeah, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.